Hello, my friends. This is True Religion Radio, and I am your host, Paul Drockton, where we talk about basically true scriptural doctrine based on the scriptures, because we know that the scriptures came from God, and therefore they're true, right? So long story short is today I want to talk about creation. Now, to create, people think you know, God snaps his fingers and things are created out of nothing. They just appear, which if you think about it, makes zero sense. And it actually contradicts the Bible. Now, if you read in John chapter 1, it states, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Word is a critical doctrine, because if you read the original Greek, it says, "In the beginning was Logos." And what does Logos mean? It means the mind. It means intelligence. It means light and truth. As Jesus Christ said, light and truth forsake that evil one, right? So in the beginning was intelligence, which is light and truth, right? Jesus Christ was light and truth. Jesus Christ was intelligence. Now, Logos basically is thought without matter. So in the beginning was intelligence, and each of us were intelligences, and everything in this world was pure intelligence without a material body. When God basically brought forth the spiritual creation, because remember what the Bible says, all things were created spiritually before they were created physically. A critical point, God is the Father of our spirits. So the spirit comes after intelligence. God basically close the intelligence with spiritual matter, which is nothing more than finer matter, not discernible to the human eye. Now, this spirit, which was brought forth by God, right, basically is the creation. That's the first creation, the spiritual creation. Now, we go from spirit, spiritual entities, which, as I stated, is light and truth, or intelligence, plus matter, spiritual matter. We come down to mortality, where we receive a mortal body, which is far more material, far more physical than the spiritual body. So we start out with light matter, then we'll call this heavy matter. That's our mortal body, right? And then we die. And at the point of death, we know that the spirit separates from the body. How do we know this? Well, scientists have actually weighed bodies before and after death, and guess what? They weigh less. Why? Because that spiritual body, along with its matter, right, has separated and now is gone. Where? Well, it's gone back to that God that gave it life, where it will go through a initial judgment, and that initial judgment will determine whether or not that spirit goes to paradise or whether it goes to hell. And what is hell? Well, hell is the realization that through your own choices and your own actions, that you literally fell short of what you could have been. And you're going to understand then everything that Jesus Christ suffered, because you're going to have to go through a similar experience to your capacity. Now, ultimately, that soul that is cast down into hell, right, along with those souls that are in paradise, will be resurrected at that great and last day. And that, my friends, is the ultimate creation, which is the resurrected being. Jesus Christ was a resurrected being. When he appeared to his disciples, he said, "Touch the wounds in my hands," right? In my wrists. He showed Thomas the wound in his side, said, "Thrust your hand in the wound in my side." Literally showing the disciples that he was a resurrected being. And then he asked him for something to eat. "Do you have anything here to eat? I'm hungry," right? Well, spirits, do they get hungry? I don't know. I do know this. Jesus Christ was a very physical, resurrected being. His body was not in the tomb. It was gone. Why? Because he took it up again. A resurrected and glorified being. A resurrected body is glorified. Now, as Paul explained, when asked, I think it was by the Corinthians, "In what body do we come forth in the resurrection?" Well, he explained that which you sow, that you will reap. If you have given your full efforts to godliness, then and literally magnified your intelligence, right, through your body, then you will receive what's called the celestial resurrection, likened unto the sun in the sky, and also likened unto the Son of God. Then there's a terrestrial resurrection, which I won't get into, but that's the next level, which is like the glory of the moon. And then there's a telestial resurrection, like the glory of the stars, which I'll get into in a future podcast. But understand this, that which we sow, we reap. If we don't take advantage of this life to repent and to become more Christ-like, then we're going to end up with a lesser resurrection. Just the way it works. But ultimately, understand this. Intelligence plus matter is God's creation. He takes intelligence and combines it with matter. Let's talk more on a micro standpoint. What is intelligence? Well, light and truth. Jesus Christ said, light and truth forsake that evil one, which means he doesn't have any intelligence. That's what intelligence is. So if it's light and truth, and it doesn't have any mass, then we can scientifically argue that the smallest particle of intelligence is an electron. Under atomic theory, right, we know that matter is made up of what? Protons, neutrons, and electrons. Protons have mass. Neutrons have mass, which means they're material. Electrons don't have any mass. And if you've ever seen a bolt of lightning in the sky, we can clearly state that it's true. That it is literally light. And where there's light, there's truth. They go together, light and truth. So the purest form of experience we can have with pure intelligence would be watching lightning in the sky, which is made up of what? Electrons, which makes electrons the smallest particle of intelligence, right? Now, what we can also deduce, just through scientific operation, is that once the intelligence is gone from matter, then the matter becomes basically, what's the right word I'm looking for? Inert. In other words, no longer moves, right? No longer functions, no longer takes action. It simply is. And matter without intelligence is dead. And intelligence without matter, after going through this experience, right, is also dead in a way, because it no longer has the great capacity we do as mortals to feel emotions like joy and happiness. Spirits can feel those things, but not to the capacity you can with the physical body. So think about this. God creates, he organizes, he combines matter with intelligence, and this entire world is proof of his creation, because everything in this world is filled with intelligence, even the earth itself. Look at the trees. Look at the insects. Look at the animal creation. Look at all these things. That's intelligence, my friends, combined with matter. Now, they all submit to God because he is the creator. They acknowledge his word. If he says, they do. So why don't we do the same? Why don't we just submit to the greatest intelligence of all? Why are we deceived by worldly power and prestige? Why are we deceived by men that have wealth and assume that they're gods in this world? Why do we look at individuals that have great education and assume that they're gods in this world? Or individuals that have great power and assume that they're gods? These individuals have no control over the elements. None. As a matter of fact, I can unequivocally state that every single thing that man creates, puts together, is done with force, unless he does it through the power of God. And anything that's put together with force is going to crumble, because the intelligence in the matter rebels against it and will lead and will listen to the ultimate intelligence of God, which is God. And so I will also state unequivocally, if we fight against the intelligence, that great intelligence, which is God, then ultimately it will lead to our death. It has to. Because those very minute intelligence we call electrons, right, are going to rebel against our will. And we're going to become unorganized. This is Satan's work, to destroy the work of God, to dissemble, dismantle the creation. Think about it. This is Paul Drockton. God bless. Have a great day.